What's going on, everybody? It is your guy, Retro Lag. This is the Bleep Bloop Podcast, and thank you for tuning in for another episode. On this episode, I am going to dive in a little deeper on horror games. Horror games are fun, but they scare me. We're going to talk about that today on today's episode. Now, horror games are, they're kind of weird because it's like, I love watching trailers for them. I love watching playthroughs of them. But whenever it's my turn, for whatever reason, I don't play them. And if I do, I only play enough to kind of scratch the surface. And then I fall back. Well, I guess I could give some examples for the games that I've played. So let's try. Okay. Alien Isolation. The first time I started playing Alien Isolation, I was completely scared. I just could not play it. I was like, no, I can't do this. So I stopped being a wimp and I said, okay, let me try this again. So I played it again and I enjoyed it. I was having fun. I was like, it's not that bad. But I got stuck on a particular level or on a particular part of the game and I just kept dying and kept dying. And so I got tired of that. So I stopped playing. I tried to play Outlast. Outlast, I think I was just overly paranoid about the game. So when it got to a part that was like the psychiatric ward, I don't know. The jump scares were just enough for me to just say, you know what? I don't want to play this no more. I'll play it again some other time. And I stopped. So I stopped playing that game. Resident Evil 7. Resident Evil 7 wasn't really that scary, but I kept dying like in the beginning of the game. And I stopped playing it because I got tired of that. So, and then the most recent game, Man of Medan, it didn't really scare me. I just haven't went back in and continued playing it, which I definitely plan to do. Just so those examples right there, I think, are fueling the logic that, well, they must be scary and that's why I don't want to play them. When in actuality, it's more of I just get tired of dying at a particular point in the game. One game that actually wasn't scary in the sense of visually, but I think story-wise and atmospheric-wise, it gave you that suspense and that fear of the unknown. And that game is Silent Hill 2. I enjoyed Silent Hill 2. It was crazy. Definitely a really good game. I have played horror games that were actually more indie route, pixel graphics, that were really good. They weren't really scary, but they did have elements to them that gave them that fear attached. You know, Uncanny Valley, Claire, Inmost, oh, there's two of them. Hold on, there's two. I can't think of the name, but there was a part one and a part two of a game that I had played before, which was really good. And it turned out it was about like, I think it was about like suicide or like depression or something, but it was a really good game. So those games I've played, I think it's just the ones that are definitely more gruesome and have like a very ominous backdrop to them or setting to them are the ones that I stay away from a little bit more. I guess it's just because it's a genre that I just don't really dive into that much. That does not mean that these games are bad. I think that they are really great games. I think there's some really, really good ones, beautiful games. I mean, one of the games that I still absolutely want to play, but it just, I know it's got a lot of jump scares to it. And that was the Unreal PT, you know, that like that demo that came out years ago. That was a potentially a Hideo Kojima like one of his projects that he was working on. I don't actually know if that's the case or not, but I know I did have a version of it that I was gonna play, and I just didn't. I didn't dive into it. So yeah, they're fun, but for whatever reason, they scare me. And it's weird because I watch scary movies, and once you got it figured out, it's like, okay, this is what it is. It's not scary no more, you know? Like, I think one of the movies that I really just enjoy, and it's not because of the scares, but it's just the setting that it paints and creates, is It. You know, the remake of It. I thought it was done really, really well. The first one was really good. The second one was kind of it was okay. My all-time favorite horror movie, if I had to put one, would probably be Poltergeist. I think it would be Poltergeist because I watched that as a young kid and it scared me as a kid. And I think maybe that's what it is with games. Maybe, no, because I haven't really, I don't want to say that that's the case because I haven't really dove into one that is just, you know, next level, man. Great, just great story, kept me enthralled, kept me engaged, if you will. So it's hard to, like, I don't even have a favorite horror game. I don't have a favorite, but out of the ones I've played so far, I really like the direction of Man of Medan. I like the direction that one's going because it's more about the story than it is about solely the actions of the protagonist. You know, I think a lot of games base their value on how gruesome they look or how many jump scares they can get into it, or how beautiful the game looks. Like, you want your game to look beautiful, obviously. But if it looks beautiful, but it plays like trash, then it doesn't matter, you know? But Man of Medan, it not only looks beautiful, there are some areas that are, you know, wonky. But the storytelling is what really captures me. And I think that one will be the first one that I complete, like a first horror game, if you will. That I'll complete. But yeah, horror games are fun, but up to this point, they scare me. Now, I'm trying to dive into this. So this is part one. This is like, let's scratch the surface of this, which is why. I'm trying to figure out the why. So my hypothesis, if I had to create a hypothesis, why do horror games scare me? Horror games scare me because of the unknowns, the variables, me playing as the protagonist, which puts me into the experience more than the experience you gain from watching a horror movie. You identify with those characters, but you're not actually controlling the actions of the lead character. In games, you're controlling the lead character. Therefore, you essentially become the character. So, I think those are the reasons why they scare me. But we're going to dive into it. I'm going to try to do a follow-up of this episode after I complete Man of Medan. So, horror games are fun, but scare me. Part one, my theory as to why. Hey, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. I enjoy doing the Bleep Bloop podcast. I love talking about game stuff. It's something just different for me. If you like it, make sure you follow the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, tell other people about it, and leave me a review if you're listening on a podcast platform. You know, just leave a review for it. The reviews always help, all right? And until the next one, like I always say, Peace.